There may be, what you can say, that inquiry can be there, inquiry may be there. But before inquiry, arrest is not justifiable. And if you find any proof, then there is a chance to arrest. But before that, it is not justifiable. You have to clearly put some proof that these are the, this, it is the conspiracy and these are the proof of error. This is, I think, this is not justifiable, not at all.
Yeah, we should on the press police version. People should look at the truth as truth. And these are all well-known activists. And everybody knows about them. Where is the evidence? Police has not produced any evidence. That is why we have strong reservations. And it is nothing but an action by the Maharashtra police and government to intimidate the activists. And it is also an attempt to divert the attention of the people from the failure of Maharashtra government and the Maharashtra police not taking any action against Sanatan Sansan. Why did they not arrest the culprits and pursue the matter? The government cannot resort to such arbitrary arrests of activists just to intimidate everybody in the country. And those who are critical of the government, those who question the government, they are all being intimidated. Even Supreme Court has taken note of that, and the Supreme Court has said dissent is part of our democracy, and they cannot be taken under police custody like this. So this is what one should try to understand. And there is a growing assertion of Dalits in the country, because Dalits, there are increasing attacks on Dalits and attacks on their constitutional rights, democratic rights. And what happened in Maharashtra, Karagaon, who should be held responsible for that? Maharashtra police should tell, Maharashtra government should tell, instead of taking any credible action against those people who resorted to violence and planned such an attack on Dalits. Now the government is trying to intimidate all activists by arresting the activists.
As a police officer, I would say that it is too early to say whether they are justified or not justified. The police has the letter was found in sometime in the month of June. So they have worked on that information for the next two months. Now it is, we are already in September now. Actually, in the last week of August, they made the arrest or detention, whatever it was. Now that means they have worked on the information for 2 months. They must have got something in their hand, which I am not aware of, which you are not aware of. So, they must have made the arrest on some basis. It is very difficult for me to say whether the arrests are justified or not. But what I presume as an ex-police officer is that the arrest would be based on some information available with the police. And let the law take its own course. Let them take it to its logical conclusion.
देश के अंदर जो गंभीर परिस्थिति है, इसको जाहिर करता है. कितना गंभीर परिस्थिति बन गई है. वो एक तो यह कि वो बेनामी पत्र आता है प्रधानमंत्री के लिए कि उनकी हत्या वो की जाएगी और उसका कोई तथ्य कोई वो पड़ताल नहीं है और उसको लेकर के इस तरह की कार्रवाई वो करना बेहद यह कहा जाए तो अफसोसजनक कार्रवाई है और देश के लिए काले इतिहास के तरफ जाने वाली कार्रवाई है और यह जाहिर करता है कि हमारी हुकूमत बिल्कुल फासिस्ट हो गई है यह जाहिर करता है और हम लोग पूरी तरह से इसके खिलाफ हैं. दूसरी बात यह है कि जहां तक एक और देश के अंदर में जो माहौल बनाया जा रहा है जिस तरह से कि भाई अरवन मोइस्ट और कोई मार्क्स की किताब रख ले तो वो नक्सली है वो मोइस्ट है तो इस तरह से पूरे तौर पर देश के अंदर में शिक्षा बातचीत बहस जो डिसेंट है राइट टू डिसेंट है इन तमाम चीजों को खत्म करने का दूर करने की साजिश रची जा रही है लेकिन जनता इन चीजों को बहुत दिनों तक कबूल नहीं करेगी स्वीकार नहीं करेगी इन तमाम चीजों का अंत निश्चित है और जनता उठ रही है ये अलग बात है कि उनके हाथों में मीडिया धनबल और तमाम तरह के पावर है, जिस वजह से वो सामने नजर आ रहे हैं, लेकिन चंद दिनों बाद वो उनकी स्थिति ऐसी नहीं रहेगी।